భక్తవృంద కి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్డ్ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్డ్ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్డ్ డివోటీస్ హరే కృష్ణ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌర్. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. హరే కృష్ణ. వి రీడింగ్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 4 చాప్టర్ 30 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రచేతస్ టెక్స్ట్ 33. యావత్తే మాయయా స్పృష్టా భ్రమామ ఇహ కర్మిభిః తావద్ భవత్ ప్రసంగానాం సంఘస్యానో భవే భవే. యావత్తే మాయయా స్పృష్టా భ్రమామ ఇహ కర్మభిః తావద్ భవత్ ప్రసంగానాం సంఘస్యానో భవే భవే. యావత్తే మాయయా స్పృష్టా భ్రమామ ఇహ కర్మభిః తావద్ భవత్ ప్రసంగానాం సంఘస్యానో భవే భవే. వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్, యావత్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ తే యోర్ మాయా బై ది ఇల్యూజరీ ఎనర్జీ స్పృష్ట contaminated, brahmama we wander iha in this material world, karma bhi by the reaction of fruitive activities, tavat so long, bhavat prasanganam of your loving devotees, sangaha association, syat let there be, naha our, bhave bhave in every species of life. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Dear Lord, as long as we have to remain in within this material world due to our material contamination and wander from one type of body to another and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction life after life in different bodily forms and on different planets. Purport. This is the best benediction that a devotee can ask of the Supreme Lord. This is also confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Stane Stitha Shruti Gatam Tanuvan Manobhi, Bhagavatam 10th Canto 14th Chapter Verse Number 3. One may be in one position or another according to destiny, but in any case one must continue to hear about the activities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord regardless of circumstances. A pure devotee does not pray for liberation or for cessation of the cycle of birth and death because he does not consider that important. The most important thing for a devotee is getting a chance to hear about the pastimes and glories of the Lord. The devotees who engage in the service of the Lord in this world will have the same opportunity in the spiritual world also. Thus, for a devotee, everything is in the spiritual world. For as long as he can hear about the pastimes of the Lord, or wherever he can chant, the Lord is personally present. Tatra tishthami narada yatra gayanti mad bhaktha. When the pure devotees assemble to chant, hear and talk about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the place where they assemble becomes Vaikuntha. For the devotee, there is no need to pray to the Lord for transfer to the Vaikuntha worlds. A pure devotee can create Vaikuntha or Vrindavan anywhere simply by chanting the glories of the Lord without offense. The Prachetas pray for an opportunity to hear of the glories of the Lord in every form of life, bhave bhave. A living entity transmigrates from one body to another. The devotee is not particularly eager to stop this process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Mama Janmani Janmani Shware Bhavatad Bhaktir Ahetuki Tvai. My dear Lord, life after life may I be fixed in your pure devotional service. Out of humility, a devotee considers himself unfit to be transferred to the spiritual world. He always thinks himself contaminated by the modes of material nature. Nor is there any need for a devotee to ask to be freed from the modes of material nature. Devotional service itself is in the transcendental position. Therefore, there is no question of asking for this special facility. The conclusion is that a pure devotee is not anxious to stop the repetition of birth and death, but is always eager to associate with other devotees who are engaged in chanting and hearing about the glories of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे In this verse, we find that the Prachetas are praying for a very important benediction, and that is the association of devotees. And so, we are very fortunate to have the association of so many Vaishnavas here, and we want a little closer association. So, we request everyone to kindly come forwards. We find that the Prachetas in the previous verse, they said that we have approached your lotus feet, which is like the Parijat tree, which is like Kalpavriksha, and so once having achieved shelter at that lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one is fully satisfied. So what benediction can we ask? But still they ask for a benediction. And they are saying, Yavatte, as long as Maya Sprishta. So as long as we are contaminated by the material energy in this material world, and we may be traveling Brahmama, because of our own karma bhi, we may be traveling in so many different species of life, in so many different universes, we may be traveling. Doesn't matter. All that is all right. It is all right as long as there is bhavat prasanga. As long as there is the association of devotees, it doesn't matter where we are and what species of life we are, it doesn't matter. The only thing we desire for is the association of devotees, because if we have that association, then we will always be protected. And so therefore they are saying that Sangha is all what we desire, bhave bhave, in every species of life, in every, wherever, whichever universe, doesn't matter, but the association of devotees is what we desire for. And Prabhupada writes, this is the best benediction. No better benediction than this. And so therefore, surely here in Pune, we have this wonderful benediction, as Prabhupada says, the best benediction we have, of association of so many wonderful Vaishnavas. And of course, we'll have the best results of that association if we recognize the wonderful benediction that we have. We would like to discuss this topic today under five headings. First one is the rarity of devotee association. Second, the glories or the effects of that association. Third, some of the challenges that one may face in that association. And fourth is the consequences of asatsanga. We find that throughout the scriptures, the association of Vaishnavas is glorified. As devotees with their own loving hands were constructing the magnificent palace of gold for Srila Prabhupada at New Vrindavan. Devotees had heard how in Dwaraka the palaces were lit up, not by any such chandeliers run by electricity, not by any other forms of illumination, but the palaces were lit up by precious stones, emeralds and rubies, and Prabhupada says, lapis lazuli, whatever that is. But that was the illumination of these beautiful palaces at Dwaraka. And so the devotees, they approached Srila Prabhupada and said, so Srila Prabhupada, can we do something similar? Of course it would cost a lot of money. But then Srila Prabhupada said, no, that's not required. He said, my devotees will illuminate this palace. So that's how Srila Prabhupada gave prime importance to the devotees who would be the sources of illumination, not only in these beautiful palaces, but the sources of illumination in terms of transcendental knowledge for all people throughout the world. And that's the reason why not only the Prachetas, but throughout the scriptures we hear of devotees, great acharyas, begging for that association. At the Mahaprakash Leela, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing his grandeur, his opulences in his supreme form as Bhagavan, and offering the best benedictions to whoever asked, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was calling one by one his intimate associates, showing them his opulences and granting whatever benedictions they wanted. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls Murari Gupta, reveals to him his most cherished form as Lord Ramachandra, and transforms his own form of Murari Gupta into Hanuman. And he asks Murari Gupta, ask for any benediction you want, I'm ready to grant it. And Murari Gupta, just like the Prachetas, he says, my dear Lord, I don't yearn for anything. Yet. So it's parampara. I don't yearn for anything, but there's one benediction I want. So he says, let me forever sing your glories. It doesn't matter whichever birth I may take, let me always remember you and serve you in the association of your servitors. And please, my Lord, grant me that benediction that wherever I may be, I may never deviate from the absolute truths, from understanding you as that absolute truth and I as your eternal servitor. And the Lord, of course, very pleased, he said, yes, so be it, I grant you this benediction. And all the devotees were so jubilant. Then he calls Haridas Thakur, reveals to him how, when they were beating him in 22 marketplaces, the Lord, he came with the Sudarshan Chakra, but the compassion of Haridas Thakur was so great that the Sudarshan Chakra was rendered impotent. And then the Lord, when he asked Haridas Thakur for a benediction, Haridas Thakur says, my dear Lord, my only desire is that life after life, I may simply receive the remnants of your devotees. Let this be my constant practice forever. And then he thinks, and he says, even this is a very high expectation. And therefore he prays, my dear Lord, simply let me remain as a dog in the house of a Vaishnav. And thus we find the great devotees, the great acharyas, they continue to pray to remain in the association of devotees. Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Ki, Jai Shri Gaur Nitai. Why? Why do we find that the great acharyas are always seeking that benediction of remaining in that association? Because first of all, that association is so very rare. In his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains how 8.4 million species of life, amongst them 8 million are lower forms, birds, bees and so on, 4 million human beings, 4 lakh human beings, 4 lakh human species, out of them most of them are uncivilized, and then amongst the civilized there are those who practice some sort of religion simply, superficially, and amongst those who actually seriously practice religion, most of them desire fruit of results. And amongst millions and millions of such karmis, somebody is a jnani. And amongst the jnanis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Koti jnani madhye hoya eka jnana mukta, koti mukta madhye dullaba eka krishna bhakta. So amongst millions of jnanis, one jnani is a mukta, is liberated. And amongst millions of such liberated people, durlabha, very rare, one Krishna bhakta, eka Krishna bhakta, very rare. And so Srila Prabhupada also in his lectures very often quoted the verses, Manushanam sahasreshu kashyadyatati siddhi. And said that how a devotee is extremely rare. And so we find that association of devotees is extremely rare. And so therefore, understanding the rarity of the association of devotees, one has to value that. The tendency is anything we get a little easily, we tend to take it for granted, take it cheaply. So familiarity breeds contempt. Even though we may be blessed with association of so many devotees, but yet, what's the proportion in terms of population of Pune? What's this proportion? I don't know. What's the proportion? We have how many devotees here in Pune? 8,000 congregation? Okay, good. My guess was not so wrong. So what's 8,000 in Pune's population? 80 lakh. So what's the percentage? What's that? 0.01%. So small. So just imagine, that's how rare this association of devotees is. And that's what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes the verse from the 6th canto, 14th chapter, verse number 5. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayanaha sudullabha prashantatma kotishvapi mahamunai. Muktanam api siddhanam, amongst all the liberated souls and the perfected souls, narayana parayanaha, one who is attached to narayana, is sudullabha, not only just dullabha, but sudullabha, extremely rare. And so therefore, Mahaprabhu is, in his teachings to Rupa Goswami, is first of all establishing this rarity of devotee, the rarity of devotional service, so that as he's further explaining about devotional service, then one takes that very seriously. And we find that the association of Vaishnavas has such amazing, glorious effects. By that association, so many people get transformed. They get an opportunity to practice devotional service. And of course, all of us have heard, may have heard so many times, again and again, the transforming potencies of great devotees like Narad Muni and so many other Vaishnavas. But what about recent times? Do we still continue to hear? Yes, of course. And Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport that how, by association, a pure devotee can create Vaikuntha or Vrindavan anywhere simply by chanting the glories of the Lord without offense. So when the devotees, they glorify the Lord, then that place becomes Vaikuntha wherever the devotees are doing so. In 1978, after Srila Prabhupada's departure at Juhu, though Mr. N had received the special mercy of Lord Narasimhadev, but still some of his relatives and close accomplices, they continued to maintain some vengeance towards Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. And so after Srila Prabhupada left, they definitely understood that Srila Prabhupada is very powerful. But then they thought, now the Swamiji is gone and so now we can play around. And so therefore, they tried to create some trouble for the devotees. And long story, but to cut a long story short, on one particular day, there was some problem with the watchman and one of the common problems in ISKCON temples, chapel chore, somebody stole some shoes and the man, he held the watchman responsible. There was some argument between the man and the watchman. And the watchman, he took an iron bar and boom, he struck him on the head and the man died. And so, so many of the person's friends and relatives gathered. There was a huge commotion. There was some fights between the devotees and the people who had gathered, and the result was there was a police complaint. There was one relative of Mr. N who got into the scene, and then the result was that the devotees, including late Sridhar Maharaj, had to go to jail. And so there were about a dozen devotees who went to jail, and when they went to jail, so it was jam-packed with so many other criminals. But somehow our devotees, they convinced these other people to vacate and go to the other cell so that they could have one cell exclusively for themselves. And so the devotees in that jail cell, wherever the devotees are, makes no difference. Their program continues. They didn't have anything. They didn't have even one photograph of Radha Krishna. Forget about any paraphernalia for worship. But early morning, 4:30, Mangalarti started without any paraphernalia. And there was one devotee who was performing the aarti, and all the others, they were taking part in the aarti. They offered the ghee lamp. And one devotee took the ghee lamp around. And everyone was honoring the ghee lamp, though there was nothing. That place, that jail cell, the devotees turned into Vaikuntha, the temple of the Lords. And even the policemen, before entering the jail cell, would remove their shoes outside. That was the power of association of these devotees. And then, of course, the jail authorities initially they said, no, you have to accept jail food. They said, forget it, we are starving to death. The jail authorities thought these Westerners over here, something happens to them, we'll land up in big trouble. So they said, okay, you get your food from wherever you want. And then very soon, buckets and buckets of prasadam started coming from the temple. The devotees were enjoying feasts and they were feeding so many others. And then very soon the books came and there was book distribution, prasadam distribution. And there was a grand festival within the jail. And Sridhar Maharaj, after about a month or so, they were in jail, maybe 15 days, 20 days, whatever it was. As they were leaving, Sridhar Maharaj commented, this was the best part of my life. That's devotees, that's Vaishnavas. By their association, they can turn any place into Vaikuntha. Of course, the precedent has been given by Srila Prabhupada himself, who left Vrindavan to create Vrindavan in so many places around the world. Therefore, the important point is that the effect of association takes place by the activities the devotees perform within the association of devotees. It is those activities that can inspire so many others. And it is those same activities which could demotivate and discourage so many others. It's all based on the activities that take place within that association. In the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Rupa Goswami, he says, What are the activities that need to take place within the association of devotees? Dadati pradigrannati guhyamakyati prachuti bhungte bhojate chaiva shadvida priti lakshanam. These are the loving exchanges that need to take place within the association of devotees. And as Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that these six loving exchanges nourish. This is what these loving exchanges are, what nourish the devotees within this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And so therefore, the association doesn't mean just being together. So many people stay together. Just being together doesn't constitute association. But what happens within that association is actually what constitutes association. That nourishment comes from the activities that take place. And so, if those activities don't take place, we could be together, but will the nourishment actually take place? When Narad Muni arrived at the palace of Vasudev, Vasudev welcomes Narad Muni and worships him, offers seat, and Vasudev, he's no ordinary person, he's father of Krishna, yet he's glorifying Narad Muni. He's saying, oh dear Narada, you are like a loving father. And then he compares the devotees with demigods. And he says the demigods, they can offer to the living entities only what the living entities can get according to their karma, like a shadow. That's all what they can offer. But the devotees, they offer much more they actually give what is most valuable. They can cut through the karmas of the living entities. And in the purports, they explain that the devotees have been compared to a loving father, because just like when a child, he is suffering because of a nightmare. This material world, bhave bhave, in every life, in whatever form, it's like a nightmare. But then, the devotees are like a loving father, because what's the solution when somebody is going through a nightmare? The only solution is to be woken up. And so therefore, the living entities are going through a nightmare, but then the devotees, jiva jago, jiva jago, gaura chandra bole, they're woken up from the nightmare. So Mahaprabhu came to wake up all the living entities by chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's how the living entities are woken up from the nightmare of material existence. And the demigods, they may give only what is due according to karma, but the devotees, they are ready, they give the what's for the ultimate benefit of the living entities. Pure devotional service. And so therefore, we find that when, and so we find that Vasudev, though he is father of Krishna, he is humbly inquiring from Narad Muni. And he says that, please instruct me how I can be delivered from this material existence. Please instruct me how I can practice pure devotional service to Krishna. Krishna was born as a son, but yet he is asking Narad Muni how I can be delivered from this material existence. So, in the purports they explain that a devotee, he never thinks, I'm so great. What's the need for inquiry? What's the need to hear? I already know everything. No. Here the great souls are showing through their own example. Vasudev is showing through his own example, humbly inquiring from Narad Muni. And so we find that one of the most important activities in the association is Saddharma Pruchha, Guhyam Akhyati Pruchyati. And Srila Prabhupada defines what is meant by Guhyam Akhyati Pruchyati. A very precise definition he gives, and that is, the experienced devotee speaks and the inexperienced devotee listens, inquires and listens. That's the meaning of Guhyam Akhyati Pruchyati. And so therefore, the important point is that that's what needs to take place within the association of devotees. And so as here, they are praying, the Prachitas are praying, Bhavat Prasanganam, the association of devotees where there is the continuous hearing and chanting, that's what needs to take place. Thani stita shruti gatam tanuvan manobhi. And so the hearing and chanting is what needs to take place within the association of devotees. And if that regular hearing and chanting doesn't take place within the association, then the association will not have much benefits. Now somebody may think, okay, so within the association, all that needs to take place is simply here. Simply here throughout the day. And what about all the services? Who will take care of that? And so therefore, when Srila Prabhupada spoke about Shravanam and Kirtanam, he gave a much broader understanding of Shravanam and Kirtanam. A much broader understanding of Kirtanam. Kirtanam includes all activities meant for the glorification of the Lord. The glorification could take place through words. The glorification could take place through deity worship. The glorification could take place by printing books. The glorification could take place by youth preaching. The glorification could take place by street sankirtan. The glorification could take place by establishing farm communities. And the glorification could take place by so many different ways. That's all included within kirtanam. And so, therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 19th chapter, verse 151, how within ISKCON we are so fortunate. He writes, if one is fortunate, he becomes intimately related with this movement. Why? Then, by the grace of Krishna, one's life becomes successful. Simply by associating with devotees, hearing their good instructions, and chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, dormant love for Krishna is awakened. So within the association, when one hears the instructions, continues the chanting, then one's life can be successful. And so we find that as long as one is within that association, hearing the valuable instructions given by devotees, following those instructions within one's life, then one's life can be successful. And so within the society, we have got that wonderful opportunity. And so therefore, in the fourth canto, 9th chapter, verse number 11, when Dhruva Maharaj, having seen the Supreme Lord, he is asking the Supreme Lord for the benediction to get the association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada writes there that famous sentence. He says that anyone who thinks that one can continue practicing Krishna consciousness outside this international society for Krishna consciousness is simply living in a hallucination, because this is impossible. No need to experiment with these words of the founder Acharya. Impossible. So many have tried and miserably failed. So therefore, one has to have that great faith that this is what ISKCON is offering, the association of devotees, where one's life can be successful. And faith is created by associating with those who have faith. The singular factor which helps devotees progress from Kanishta to Madhyam to Uttam, all Shastras and all Acharyas accept, it is this faith. And so therefore, by associating with those who have faith, then one develops that faith, and then one can give that faith to others. And so therefore, it's so very important to hear from Srila Prabhupada and those representatives who are properly following Srila Prabhupada, because in that association, that faith is created. And then, when we have that faith in what Srila Prabhupada has given, then even though there may be challenges, even though there may be difficulties, one will stick on to the process, stick on to the movement, because one knows for sure that this is my only shelter. And so we find within the Shastra, there are challenges. We find envy, one of the main factors causing the challenges. We find envy between Prithu Maharaj, Indra. But still, when the higher authorities intervene and give good instructions, then understanding the importance of cooperation within that association, then one agrees to follow those instructions. And then the Lord is so very pleased. And so therefore, the important point is that When one within that association follows the instructions as given by higher authorities, then one's life can be totally successful. And so therefore here the Prachetas are praying for that association. And then within that association, when one keeps the mood and mission of the founder Acharya within the center, then that association can really be fruitful. Then all the impediments that may come can be totally dissipated by the mercy of the Acharyas. Haigri Prabhu once wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada expressing some difficulties within his spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada, in his letter, he writes, he says that Mr. Lust, or his father or his grandfather, whoever it may be, you don't have to worry. I will kick them with my boots, provided you follow my instructions. So yes, Srila Prabhupada has the power, the potency to do that if we please him by simply following his instructions, which are given throughout his books, which he has mercifully given. So by sincerely, regularly reading his books, understanding his instructions, his mood and mission, and by trying to follow them, then Srila Prabhupada can give us that protection. And so therefore, that protection, as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, that's the protection of the Bhakti Lata. The fencing of the Bhakti Lata is to remain within the association, and within that association, follow the rules and regulations, the principles, then one can receive that protection. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, in his purports, he very emphatically, he says, remain within ISKCON. That famous purport, 19 chapter 157, Prabhupada writes, even if one thinks there are only pseudo-devotees, non-devotees within the movement, still stick to the society, don't give up. That's the emphasis Srila Prabhupada has laid on remaining within ISKCON and practicing devotional service. Otherwise, we become victims of asatsanga. And of course, these days asatsanga is so easily available on the fingertips, so easily available. But then because of that asatsanga, when one doesn't have the proper association, then one becomes a victim of apradhas, offenses, and then so many disastrous consequences. But then, if you simply remain within the wonderful association of Vaishnavas that Srila Prabhupada has created, follow the instructions and value the association that we have by respecting one another, serving one another, and having the six loving exchanges in the form of wonderful birthday festivals, then within that association, it is possible for one to overcome the various anarthas and then receive Srila Prabhupada's mercy, by which it will be possible for one to cross over the ocean of material existence, which is so very difficult to cross. But everything becomes possible in the association of devotees, and that's the reason why the Prachetas are praying to the Supreme Lord for that association. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If Kalakant Prabhu would like to offer some valuable input, some suggestions, some feedback, please pass and give Prabhuji the mic. Of course, we should have been hearing from Prabhu, but Prabhuji is humbly sitting here.
As you said, the association of devotees is the goal of life, so I'm taking your association. There is a meeting today. I delayed to leave deliberately to come in here. So the driver is waiting, I have to go, but tomorrow I will make a comment which I appreciated very much from your class, and I hope tomorrow they ask me to speak on the Bhagavatam. It's the next verse, so I'll do that tomorrow. But thank you very much. I have to go. The driver is waiting. There's a meeting.
Thank you very much for inspiring us by being over here and giving your valuable association. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Do we take any questions? Or? Okay, anyone has one question? We can take. Okay, go ahead.
First of all, very grateful for your association, Bhu. What you are speaking about, quoting Prabhupada's statements about importance of association. What is the content in the association, etc. My question is, I want to understand Prabhupada's statement, which you quoted. So Prabhupada is saying that if one is fortunate, he becomes intimately related with this movement. So can you please throw some light on intimately related with the movement?
Okay, good. So intimately related with the movement, Prabhupada is, when one is fortunate, yes, one will be intimately related. Being in the movement, but not being intimately related with the movement, will not offer the desired results. Intimately related means that intimately related to the instructions of the founder Acharya, first of all, because it is his movement. So therefore, first of all, understanding his instructions, and then intimately relating with those who are sincerely trying to follow his instructions. And so therefore, the intimate relation means that we are not just superficially being within the association, but actually trying to serve. So one could be with the devotees, but if one is not eager to learn from them, derive inspiration from them, then what's the use? So Prabhupada in his lectures, he describes, yes, within the temple compound, there may be so many trees and so many other animals, but they don't get the benefit of the association. Some benefit, of course, everyone gets, but how much benefits? But then, if we actually value the association, that means we take the association seriously, be ready to be inspired by anyone who is ready, who is being inspirational in our practice of devotional service, ready to receive instructions, then that is being intimately related. Then the movement can offer so much, the ultimate perfection of life. Bharat Maharaj, such an elevated platform, Srila Prabhupada writes, but the only reason why he fell down was because he did not follow the instructions of a spiritual master. So therefore, one could be in the association, but then if one is not surrendering to the instructions, not taking the instructions seriously, and not getting inspired by the association, then how much will one benefit from the association? So therefore, intimately related means we become a part of the family of this movement. And think about the welfare of the movement. And how the movement can expand. Not simply trying to find the drawbacks, but then think how I can contribute to the movement in a positive way, and thus inspiring others, inspiring myself in the practice of devotional service. That's my understanding. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Rashi Mad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samaved Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.